You're listening to SBS News.
Four volumes, 1,600 pages reduced to 1,300 and 203 recommendations. That's the outcome of Attorney General Christian Porter's independent review into legislation governing Australia's intelligence agencies.
The first version of the report has to be carried around in a wheelbarrow, effectively. The thing's monstrous. So we took a year to consider it. We very much wanted to release all of the government responses to all of the public recommendations at the same time. That's a 6 to 9 month process. And the process of developing the 1600 into the 1300 page redacted but public version is a process that just doesn't involve ministers.
The review findings have finally been made public. It was led by the former chief of the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation, Dennis Richardson. It calls for a modernisation of Australia's electronic surveillance laws.
What the Richardson report demonstrates is that there is not a need for sweeping or revolutionary change to the system, but there are some areas where there needs to be change. That is in its nature evolutionary, insofar as it is meant, particularly in the telecommunications sector, is meant to try and keep pace with a changing threat environment, but also a very rapidly changing technological environment.
A new framework will be established for ASIO's offshore activities in a bid to strengthen ministerial accountability, and an independent panel will provide assistance to the Inspector General of Intelligence and Security. However, Mr. Richardson says the most significant proposal is a new Electronic Surveillance Act.
The current legislative arrangements in respect of electronic surveillance are spread across three separate pieces of legislation. The Telecommunications Act alone, which when drafted and passed through the Parliament in 1979 was 19 pages long, is now 411 pages long, amended 107 times. All of that has meant the legislation has become a dog's breakfast. It needs to be tidied up, it needs to be modernised and brought into a single, consistent bit of legislation.
It has been 40 years since laws first allowed spy agencies to bug phones and access computers. Mr. Porter says it's important that legislation keeps up with the ever-evolving nature of technology.
And to give you a sense of the scale of that job that Dennis Richardson recommends, the Central Act at present is the Telecommunications Interception and Access Act. That was developed in 1979. Given that the scale and pace of technological change in telecommunications, it's actually been fairly durable and has lasted remarkably well. It is no longer fit for purpose in the digital world of internet, smartphones, end-to-end encryption.
The review also recommends closing a gap that could be exploited by people working for a foreign government. Mr. Richardson says that these recommended changes have absolutely nothing to do with China or any other specific country. He says it is much bigger than that. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says changes aim to keep up with potential terror targets too.
We want to make sure that our legislation is fit for purpose. The threat of violent extremists is still with us. These people are still plotting and planning to kill Australians, and we need to make sure that legislation we have in place is fit for purpose, and that's the principal aim. We look at all of this through the lens of how can we keep people safe, and if there are improvements that we can make, we'll do that.
The Federal Labor Party is critical of the time it has taken the federal government to release the findings of this review. Anthony Albanese says the opposition will consider the proposals. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.